Summer Lyric Theater at Tulane University kicks off its 50th anniversary season with Irving Berlin's classic Annie, Get Your Gun. Joining me is director, choreographer Diane Lala and actress Katie Howe in the starring role as Annie. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
50 years is a big milestone. Tell me, what are your thoughts as Summer Lyric celebrates a golden anniversary?
Well, I think it's great that it's been around for 50 years, I think, speaks to the quality that is there and the love that the patrons and the city have for musical theater. One of the things that makes Summer Lyric special is the fact that it has this beautiful full orchestra. That was really important to Frank Monachino, who was the founder of Tulane Summer Lyric Theater. And that tradition has stayed alive. We have this full orchestra. You know, musical theater is the biggest of the collaborative arts. So when you have all these people on stage who are loving what they do, and then you're supported by the people in the pit who are, you know, passionate about their music, all coming together, it really creates something special.
I'm extremely honored to be part of the 50th anniversary. Summer Lyric Theater is really a home to me. I just did the math, and this is my 17th show in 11 years with Summer Lyric. It's really, really special.
And you're kicking the season off with Annie, Get Your Gun.
We are doing Annie, Get Your Gun because it was in the very first season of Summer Lyric.
This is a fictionalized work based on the real life of sharpshooter Annie Oakley.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's historical fiction.
Right.
We'll say that. I mean, it's really amazing that Annie Oakley is a real person in history. She is incredibly cool.
You know, the facts are that Annie Oakley was a sharpshooter. She did work in Wild Bill Cody's Wild Wild West show. She did meet and marry Frank Butler. And then some of what goes on in the show isn't true to exactly what happened in her life, but that's what it's based on.
Now, it made its debut on Broadway back in the mid-40s. Mm-hmm. Diane, how do you present this work for modern-day audiences?
Well, this show was revised for the 1999 revival. The revival has made it a little more attainable for the audiences of today. Even though it is revised, you know, it comes from such a great history because Rodgers and Hammerstein actually produced it. The Irving Berlin score is wonderful, but Irving Berlin was not the original composer they asked. They asked Jerome Kern, and unfortunately, he had a stroke and died about a week later. And they approached Irving Berlin, who was very hesitant to write the score for a book musical that already existed and that he would have to plug songs into. And they said, well, please think about it over the weekend. And after the weekend, he came back with, there's no business like show business, doing what comes naturally, and you can't get a man with a gun. So I guess he figured it out, right? The score's amazing.
Katie, what attracted you to the role?
It's an extremely fun role. Annie Oakley is such a strong woman. She was 15 when she joined Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. She had a really tough upbringing. She totally redefined the roles of women during that time. She went against all odds.
She said what she thought and did what she wanted to do and was successful. Yeah, Annie Oakley was sort of a woman ahead of her time. And the fact that she was a sharpshooter was very unusual.
What's the storyline?
Annie is a hick, for lack of a better word, who comes to a place where the Wild West show is going to happen. And they have challenged the best shooter in the area to go up against Frank Butler. And, of course, nobody expects it to be a girl. And then she wins. Buffalo Bill asks her to join his show. She, of course, is smitten by Frank Butler and asks him, you know, what it is that he's looking for, which is the wonderful song, The Girl That I Marry. And so she starts to evolve into more of a woman. You know, it's boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl kind of thing through different events that happen.
But she's a real tomboy.
Oh, yes. For the beginning of the show, she's walking around in pants with a gun and saying what's on her mind. And then, you know, she sort of acclimates to the showbiz situation. But she never really loses that heart of a strong woman who's going to get what she wants.
Anything you can do?
I can do better.
Who else is in the cast?
Jason Dowies plays Frank Butler. Randy Sheremy is Buffalo Bill. There is a secondary couple, Winnie and Tommy, played by Emily Bagwell and Gray Randolph, and Leslie Clavery as Dolly.
What would you say is most challenging for you in your role?
Well, Annie hardly leaves stage, so stamina is a challenge. Annie sings a lot of songs, and about half of them are really belty, and then half of them are ballads, so it's definitely challenging vocally. A fun challenge, great songs to sing, but challenging nonetheless.
You know, people will realize they know almost every song from the score.
Mm-hmm.
Score is incredible. You're really going to leave humming.
It's going to bring back a lot of memories.
Oh, sure.
Director, choreographer, Diane Lala, and actress Katie Howe. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Give me a lovely day.
Annie, Get Your Gun opens tomorrow night in Dixon Hall on Tulane's campus. Performances run through Sunday. More info at summerlyric.tulane.edu.